We've had a lot going on already this morning, but I believe that the Lord give us just a little bit of time here to preach and share with you what the Lord has laid on my heart. John chapter number 5, let's start reading in verse number 10. The Bible says, "The Jews therefore said unto him," John chapter 5 and verse 10, "said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day, it is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, and a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. Therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day." Would you pray with me this morning? Stretch your hand this way and just ask the Lord to help us. Lord, I thank you for the privilege to be in your house today. Thank you for your goodness to us, Lord, and bringing us here, every one of us. Thank you for the Spirit of God that we've already felt, Lord, today. Pray that you help us, Lord, as we enter into this time of the service where we look to your word. Pray for your anointing on your word. I know that your word is anointed. It will accomplish wherever you send it. And I pray, Lord, for a special anointing today, God. And we've seen it before, Lord, where you touch our hearts and you speak to us in a great way. And we're never the same. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. The church said amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to preach directly from verse number 14. What has happened here? This is a very familiar scripture. The Bible tells us in the 9 verses prior to this that there was a pool that the angel would come down and stir the waters. And whoever got in that water first was made whole of whatever plague they had. And say we're glad to have James here today and glad to have Hannah and Georgia here today. I don't want to overlook anybody, but appreciate y'all being in church. This, the angel would come down, and Jesus came down there. The Bible said there was a great multitude of sick people, blind and lame people. All these sick people was there on these porches around this pool waiting. They was there for one purpose. They was waiting on the move of God. Amen. Church, we come to service. We may come to a lot of services, but really we're here for one reason. Hallelujah. We're waiting on the move of God. Because when the water gets troubled and you get in, amen, you're made whole of whatever it is, no matter what it is. Hallelujah. I believe that the Lord is troubling the waters this morning. Hallelujah. And wanting to reach out and touch us in a special way. Now, I don't know what this man, what his story is. You know everybody's got a story. Everybody's got a story. That's amazing. Amen. Some people like to tell their stories. Other people might just keep it quiet, might be backward, not ever tell it. But I'm telling you, church, everybody's got a story. Hallelujah. The Bible says we spend our years as a tale that is told. Everybody's got a story. You might not ever write a book. You might not ever have a biography put on you. Amen. Put out on you. And if they did, it might not be a bestseller. But nobody might not want to buy it. But you've got a story. And this man had a story. And I don't know what his story was, brothers and sisters. Was it, what did he do? You know, sickness is not always a result of sin. Matter of fact, the man was blind from birth, and the disciples said, "Who sinned? Him? He was born blind. Did he sin or did his parents sin?" And Jesus said, y'all know the story. He said, "Neither one, but for the glory of God." And some comes for the glory of God. But friends, some sickness comes as a result of sin. Some problems come as a result of sin. When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, they brought a curse on the human race.
And friends, we are living under the curse. And until we get under the blood of Jesus, we are under the curse. And life ain't always easy, friends. And life is not always fair. And it ain't always fun. And sometimes you'll find yourself in a situation where you cannot get yourself out of. Now, I don't know what this man's story was. I can only assume. Amen. He had an infirmity for 38 years. That's a long time. That's the majority of his life. I've met people that have spent years and years in prison. And I think back, man, you know, the time that time that's gone. This man had been sick for 38 years. A lot of time had passed. But I'm here to tell you this morning, it doesn't matter how much time has passed, God is able to make it well, and God is able to give us the best. Amen. He's able to give us a good life. Amen. You have a bright future through Jesus Christ. No matter what the past is, you can start today. Somebody said one time, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I want to preach on this morning, and I want to throw this out here and preach on it. And I'll try to let you go. Hallelujah. Lest the worst thing come on you. Jesus found him in the temple and said, hey, I want to tell you something. Don't you do no more sinning. Lest the worst thing. Worse? 38 years of sickness? How could it get any worse? Come on, church. We've been through things in our life. Come on, I'm not the only one. Y'all probably said it too. You said, it couldn't get any worse. Come on now. Okay, and boy, we don't want to say that, do we? Amen. We want to sometimes just hold off on that because we don't want to be proven wrong. That's one thing I don't want to be proven wrong in. Help us, Lord. That's the worst thing. Jesus found him. I want to talk to us this morning. Amen. People and brothers and sisters, we go through things in life and God is our helper. But we have an enemy. We have an adversary. We're fighting the devil. Amen. We're fighting sin. Amen. The Bible said that Jesus found him. Praise God. Where did he find him at? Y'all got your Bible open there? The Bible said he found him in the temple. Amen. Yesterday when I was reading this, I thought, man, I'd like to get a hold of that guy. I wish I had his number. Come on, it's been 2,000 years ago. There ain't no way he's still alive, but I wish I could tell him. You're doing the right thing. Going to the temple. Hallelujah. You're doing the right thing. Amen. To keep from sinning. Praise God. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. It's not always easy to keep from sinning. But you know what I found out? It's a whole lot easier to keep from sinning in the church than it is outside the church. Can I get a witness this morning? Woo, hallelujah. It's not always easy, amen, to keep from sinning. Praise God. Sometimes temptation is so hard. Sometimes temptation knocks on our door. Sometimes the evil is hounding us down like a hound dog. Amen. Chasing us down. But I'm going to tell you something. You come to the house of God where the presence of God is. It seems like the devil, amen, has to stand at the door. Oh, I know he jumps on our shoulders and lies to us and everything. Amen. But come on, y'all help me this morning. Amen. He found him in the temple. He found him in the house of God. Amen. This man was made whole 38 years. He had been through a hard time. And I've seen people, they go through hard times in their life. Let him find us in the temple. He found him in the temple. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want God to find me in the temple. I want God to find me in the house of God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The Bible said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is. But so much the more, exhorting one another daily, and so much the more. I know y'all are helping me. Can y'all say so much the more? So much the more, as you see the day approaching. Friend, we've never lived in an hour like we live in today. You know, I was When I flew back from Croatia, we stopped in Budapest, Hungary. And we come to Budapest and we actually had like 30 some hours there. And so we was walking around and we actually preached on the street a little bit there. And there was a lady that could speak English. And so they was there. And so we preached a little bit on the street. Y'all might not can believe that. Even Sister Bethany's brother Nathan was singing for me. I got him to, he was singing. There was this guy had a microphone there. We got in it. And of course, they let us. And we were singing. He was singing. And I wasn't singing much. But then I got to preaching and stuff. But there was other people, you know, would get the microphone, say different things. And people just passing by and it's real busy, just thousands and thousands of people there. And this lady from Hungary, this Hungarian lady got up. And so the man was interpreting to English so he could hear. And she was talking about the Lord. And she said, now this would have been Monday over there. And so it would have been like Monday morning. So I guess probably, you know, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning here on Monday morning of last week. And this lady said, you know, I read this morning where in America they was shooting in a church and killing people in a church. And I thought, ain't that ironic? You know, here I am in Budapest, Hungary, and it ain't even been 24 hours since that man walked in that church and shot them people. And they're already talking about it. And they would have been talking about it whether I was there or not. That had nothing to do with it. They was already talking about that shooting that happened in Texas, all the way on the other side of the world. Ain't that something? And but we live in a dark place. We live in a dark world. Amen. The Bible says that he found him in the temple. You know what people saying? People say, well, you don't need to go to church. Let me tell you something right now. You know, you're a whole lot safer here than you're in the bar room. Amen. A whole lot safer here than you are out there sinning. Thank God. Hallelujah. We need to pray for those families. We need to pray that God protects us. We need to pray that God helps us. Amen. Hallelujah. There's so much evil in this world. We don't know what tomorrow holds. But we know who holds tomorrow. And we know who holds our hand. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. He found him in the temple. Found him in the house of God. Found him at the right place. Hallelujah. Here this man was. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come on you. Amen. I thought, man, he's on the right path. He's at the house of God. Amen. There is not a better place to be than in the presence of God, serving God, doing what we can for the Lord. Listen, we need to serve the Lord. We need to live for God. We need to do the best that we can. Amen. We're not trying to work our way to heaven. I'm telling you something right now. I sure need God to help me. Amen. I feel like there's others here today. You need God to help you. You need God to touch you. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible tells us in Psalms 84. Amen. Hallelujah. How amiable are thy tabernacles, or how lovely are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of my Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath fallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thine house. They shall be still. They will be still praising thee. Selah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. Lest the worst thing come upon thee. The Bible said Jesus found him in the temple. If I could get a hold of that man and call him, I'd say, hey man, keep on going to church. That's the best way to keep sinning. Hallelujah. D.L. Moody had written in the front of his Bible, this book will keep you from sin, and sin will keep you from this book. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, sin no more. Amen. We've got to learn to serve God. We've got to do the best that we can. I know y'all heard the story about the man, and I may have told it before, many years ago, that turned his life over to God, and he had a lot of issues and addictions and problems. And one thing was, he'd always go down to the tavern and drink all his money up as soon as he got paid. As soon as he got paid, he'd go right back to it. As soon as he got money, he'd do all right till he got that money, and he'd go right back. And he'd go down there, so he went to the church. and talked to the preacher. He said, man, I just have such a problem. I get paid after I've worked. Said, I go right back into that tavern. And the preacher's talking to him. He said, well, you know, talking about where he worked. He said he worked down the road, and he tied his horse up over here, and he'd come down. He'd get his horse. He'd go right in there. The preacher said, I've got the answer for you. He said, I'll tell you what you need to do. He said, you do? He said, yes, sir. He said, you need to change hitching post. See, they had places where they'd tie the horses up. They had one way down on the other end of town. Then they had one down there by the tavern. He said, you need to start tying your horse up. Amen, down way down here. And when you come out with that paycheck, amen, you're not right there by the tavern. I'll tell you what, that's some pretty good advice. Amen. And you know what some people need to do now? They need to change hitching post. Hallelujah. And quit tying the horse up right there where it's so accessible. Glory to God. In Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 16, he said, wash you, make you clean, put away evil from your doings, from before mine eyes, cease to do evil, learn to do well, seek judgment. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. Put away evil from your doings. Amen. Cease to do evil and learn to do well. You know, they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And I know sometimes, amen, it's hard. I'm going to tell you, when God gets a hold of you, amen, it won't always be easy. It won't always be easy, but you can do it. You can stop that sinning and learn to do well. Hallelujah. Jesus said, sin no more, lest a worse thing come on you. I'm preaching to us this morning, church. Amen. We got to get out of the sinning business and get into serving God. Hallelujah. You can't just kick the devil out of your house. You got to move God in. Amen. He told the parable, amen, about the empty heart. Said that evil goes out. That evil spirit goes out of a man. And said he sweeps and cleans that house all up. But you know it's vacant. That house is vacant. So you know what he does? Amen. We look at those and say, well, it couldn't get any worse. I'm preaching on lest a worse thing come upon you. Amen. I want to get better. How about it, church? Amen. I don't want to go down no further. I want to go up. I don't want my friends and family to go down no further. I want them to go up. Amen. Up in God. Up all the way. Hallelujah. And he said that evil spirit will come by and he'll see that house. He'll look in the window. He'll shine his flashlight in there and say, man, nobody's living in this house. And what will he do? Y'all know what he'll do. Come on. He'll go get seven other spirits worse. Amen. I'm preaching on less. A worse thing come on you. Amen. Worse than himself. It's not good enough just to kick the devil out. We got to open the door to the Holy Ghost and say, come right on in. Make yourself welcome. Move in your furniture. You're welcome in my house. Listen, I want God to be welcome in my house. Amen. I can see that spirit coming by the house in some in this church. Amen. Looking in the window. Wait a minute. Somebody's already moved in this house. Well, I used to live here. You know, I went by houses that I used to live at. Amen. Some around here. Glory to God. Amen. Go by them. There's toys in the yard. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There'll be a trampoline in the yard. There's chairs on the porch. You know what that means? Somebody's done moved in the house. Well, the devil come by your house. He needs to see toys in the yard. And they need to be sanctified toys. Woo! Hallelujah. He need to see a swing set in the yard. There's activity. Amen. Chairs on the porch. Glory to God. Lights coming on and off. What is it? Somebody's living here. Who's living in that house? Amen. Listen, our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We need the Holy Ghost to move in our house. And when the devil comes and looks in the window, he'll know somebody's already living there. Bible said he'll look in there and there won't be nobody living in that house. And said he'll go get seven spirits worse than himself. And said the latter end of that man is worse than it was before. Listen, friend. We can't just quit sinning. We got to start living for God. Hallelujah. I feel the Lord here today. We got to move him in the house. Bring your furniture on in, Lord. Hallelujah. You're welcome in my living room. I'm telling you, the Lord's a welcome in my living room. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness? Come on in the kitchen, Lord. You're welcome in the kitchen. You're welcome in the refrigerator. Mind you, he won't be there. with other things. Come on, he's a perfect gentleman. Thank God, we got to get the sin out. Thank you, Jesus. You're welcome all in my house. You're welcome in the closets. You're welcome everywhere, Lord. There's not one room we've got locked up said you can't go in. You're welcome to go everywhere. You're welcome to move your things in. Hallelujah. I've got room for the Lord. The Bible said, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat of the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, he shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God wants us to live right. Let the worst thing come on us. Jesus found him in the temple. It's plain and simple, church. He said, sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon you. My God. What could be worse than 38 years of sickness? What could be worse of what he's already been through? But God knew what he is talking about. Amen. He wants to help us. Amen. He wants to move on. Stand together with me today. Hallelujah. Can we just reverence the Lord here for just a moment? Pray that God touches our hearts. Pray that God speaks to our hearts right now. Could we just lift ourselves up to the Lord here just a moment before we come to this altar and pray? Could we just reach a hand up to God and say, God, help me. Come on, just Lord, help me. I need your help, Lord. I know you're able to help me. Come on, could we just reach a hand up to the Lord right here? Amen. Just reach up to him and say, Lord, help me, God. I don't want to try to do this on my own, God. I want your help. Lord, touch them today. God, touch us today. Come on, could you just reach up to the Lord right here? Just reach up to him. Lord, help me. Help my family, God. Touch me, Lord. You're welcome, God. You're welcome in my house. You're welcome in my home, God. You're welcome in my family. God, I don't know how it could get any worse than these 38 years. I could hear the man saying, oh, I don't want to try it. God's going to help it get better. Hallelujah. It's not getting worse. It's going to get better. Hallelujah. That's why the devil's fighting so hard. Thank you. I want us to gather in these altars for a time of prayer. Maybe somebody here would like to step out first. Maybe you'd like to come first and pray. Maybe you'd like to be first. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just expressing my need for God. I'm just expressing my dependence on God. This morning, church. Let's take some time.